Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with AGWSR football coach James Cope. The Cougars fell 17-14 at home against BCLUW here on Friday night in week 7. Coach, a close game. Sounds like it came down to a game-winning field goal by the Comets at the end. How would you describe this one from your perspective?
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. I mean, they jumped out to a 14-0 lead in the first quarter. And it's crazy, now that we have that huddle sideline, I can look at the plays on the iPad, and we were misaligned that whole first drive. And stuff like that shouldn't happen this late in the season. So, but I moved a tackle to nose guard to stop fullback trap and moved a nose guard to tackle. And so they were playing in different positions. We repped them that way all week, but for whatever reason, we weren't lined up right. And some of that too is, Eli Holmgard sprained his ankle last week. He didn't play tonight. Cale Dodd strained his neck last week. He didn't play tonight. Tristan Dennis separated his shoulder last week. He's done for the season. So we had some kids step up into different roles, and it just didn't gel right away to begin with. It wasn't anybody's fault. Just things I have got to, you can look at huddle sideline, but you can't look at huddle sideline while you're calling plays. You know what I mean? It's like, when the offense has the ball, then I can go back and look at the plays and make the adjustments that way. But it's pretty hard to change while you're calling the plays. So, it is what it is. They scored on a 15-yard run, and we're down. And then, they had a long drive and scored on another 15-yard run, and it's 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. And just like all season, credit to my kids and their character. They didn't quit, kept fighting, and we finally scored in the second quarter. And then Bo Starr made a heck of a play, went way up in the air to get an interception right before the half, and we scored on that drive that offensive drive we scored as well. If I'm not mistaken, I think Bo on that drive, first he had the interception and then he caught a 40-yard touchdown pass. So, so again, our kids kept making plays and we made some adjustments at halftime. And as I told you off the air, John, I mean, the defense, BCL had two drives that were both three and outs, and we held them to 10 offensive plays the whole second half. So our offense came out, drove down the field. I don't know if it was a 12. Oh, that one might have been a, I don't know, 15, 20 play drive. And we had fourth and one, and we were gonna go for it. And now that we've seen some film on the end zone, we would have gotten the first down based on their alignment, and we false started. And then we got stopped on fourth and six. Looking back, maybe I should have tried a field goal there. But we didn't. We went for it, and that's on me. That's my decision. And they get a stop and they get the ball. We get a three and out. We get another possession. And then that drive had to have been over 15 plays as well. And we got within field goal range, drive stalls, kick the field goal, and we were just a little bit short on that. And then BCL gets the ball back, and four plays later, they're in field goal range. And with about 20 seconds to go, no, it would have been 4 seconds, 7 seconds to go in the ball game. They kick a field goal, look to us on the sideline iPad that we got a hand on the ball, but not enough to block it completely. And it goes through the uprights, and they're up 17-14 with 4 seconds to go, and we couldn't do anything on the kick return. So.
For sure. When it comes to how your team was able to play in the second half, holding them off the board until the very end there, is there, any silver linings, I guess, to be found with, obviously, as you mentioned, holding them to just 10 offensive snaps in that second half. What kind of comes to mind for that?
Well, I guess it was 12. They had two pass attempts, but Yeah, I mean it was just or three pass attempts. So maybe it was 13 plays, but either way, way low. We had 31 offensive plays in the second half. They had 13. And so there's a lot of good things in that, right? I mean, we're moving the ball. We're getting stops. It's just, when we didn't capitalize when we should have earlier in the half. And then at the end of the game, we couldn't get the stop we needed. So, there's guys on our team that, like Alain Rose, for example, Akail Dodd, they're two of my captains and they're consistent all the time, right? I mean, they're consistent at practice, they're consistent in the game. You know what you're going to get from them. And then there's, I've told, Bo Starr over the years that, and I'm a little bit harder on Bo because God's given him a lot of ability. And, playing at that high of a level, at the level I think he can play at consistently, I mean, that's hard for even professional athletes to do. You know what I mean? But there were some plays tonight where, Bo jumped higher than I've seen him jump to make a play, to catch the ball, to do some things. And, you tell Bo in those situations, we need that consistently. You know what I mean? And, but it was great to see those plays, where people could see how great his God-given ability is. And then, the line, they consistently blocked for 180 passing yard, 185 passing yards and 110 rushing yards. But you have a false start here, you have a missed block there. I mean, but in the line, I mean, there's a lot of plays. Gage Van Lo is also very consistent at that tackle. And due to injury, Nick Ranke stepped in for Kale. We moved Dom Menard to the other side of the ball, and Bentley Rentz has been doing a good job as a freshman at the other tackle. And so, but there's some growing pains with some of that too. So, I mean, and with growing pains comes some inconsistencies, and with inconsistencies, come a few missed opportunities. And that's what happened tonight. I mean, we had a lot of great plays. We had a lot of good plays. We had some bad plays, and, we just had just a few timely errors. In a hard-fought, tight ball game that gave the edge to BCLUW on the final scoreboard.
All right, I'm going to take a quick time out here on the Coach Score with AGWSR football coach James Cope. Welcome back to the Coach Score with AGWSR football coach James Cope after the Cougars fell 17-14 to BCLUW on Friday night in week 7. And coach, as you turn the page, hard to believe, but the regular season is coming to a close. Any thoughts on that trip to Neumann Catholic next week?
Well, I mean, the last time we were in the district with West Hancock and Neumann, I mean, those were the top two teams, and it's looking like if Neumann's not number two, they'll be number three. So, but I told the guys after the game, and obviously it hurt, especially the seniors, to lose on senior night. But if we ever get, I told the boys, I said, I'm still waiting for us to play that complete game, where start to finish every play, we give that great effort, like the greatest effort we can give. And that varies for each kid, right? I mean, each kid, God has given every kid different abilities, and some of them are faster than others, some of them are bigger than others, and all of that stuff. And so, but if we could get, all of our starters best, for four quarters for every play, I think something, crazy can happen. So, and I just mean crazy because somebody would look at our record against Mason City Neumann and Neumann's record and say, there's no chance for the Cougars. And, I'm an optimistic person on that, I guess. I think, I don't think we've seen the best game out of our boys yet. So, next week's another opportunity against a really, really good opponent, to try to bring our best game of the year. So, that's what our goal is going to be. And just to let Cougar fans know, we haven't finalized anything yet, but we're probably going to have a week nine game as well. So, there might be another chance to have another home game, but we'll see if we can get that all ironed out. So, but again, we got to work on Newman for this week, and it'll be a tough task, but our kids haven't quit all season, and we're just going to need a really good week of practice and see what happens next Friday night in Mason City.
All right, just about out of time, but any final thoughts you'd like to share here?
No, I do want to, I don't give shout outs very often, but we have two alumni that have really blossomed as college strength coaches. Cody Williams is the head strength coach at Pitt State in Kansas, and Aaron Rolfs is the head strength coach for the football team and baseball team at Indiana State. And it's great to have two alumni that, Coach Shipper, who takes care of our weight program, that he can contact those guys and say, hey, this is what we're doing. Is there anything, on the cutting edge that we need to change or anything? And to hear two quality strength coaches at the NCAA level telling us that, no, you're on the right track. This is what you need to be doing and stuff like that. I mean, it's a blessing. And, I just, they deserve a shout out. I mean, we contacted Aaron this week again. So, they're just great people. And, it's as a coach that coached both of them, it's just a proud moment when you can see kids blossom and what God gave them the ability to do at the highest level of sports. So shout out to those two.
All right, that's been AGWSR football coach James Cope here on the Coach's Corner. Thanks so much for the time, Coach. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks for having me, John.